Hey GWA Backstage, this is Ava Lee doing a questionnaire for the very first time. I've been challenged to take the plunge, written by F. Stoff Fitzgerald. This comes out of it when you text someone as productive as Texan guy with random thoughts like, what do you think about doing a questionnaire? And I was so naive to think I might get it done first. But then I went and had a meal and I came back and ha! You are quick. I give you that. Okay. So I know I've asked for it, but shit. I'm a little nervous. I'm going to have some more wine. And start with the first question. When I listen to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? That's a difficult one. I would say words are important. There's certainly a bunch of stuff that will push my buttons. You'll get more juicy detail later. But still, I would say it's the voice. I can't really put my finger on what exactly makes a voice sexy for me. I really enjoy accents. I do have a weakness for British English, and it's no secret I've grown fond of Texan English too. And yeah, there are some others I'd like to explore more if once I have more time. All in all, I don't know why some voices just get into my head and feel so good listening to. Okay, next one. Now it's getting difficult. Number two. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. No one. Not another person. That's a hard question. I do tend to tell intimate stuff to people I trust, so it's really hard. Okay, here you go. I am sexually interested in other women. It's not like 50-50. I'm more interested in men, and so far I haven't lived out that lesbian side much, and it was totally okay. But for a while it's nagging me, like I think, oh, I'd really like to try this with another woman, and this is making me a little nervous to talk about. Before you get all excited, this is not really my coming out as a bi girl, because some people know, well, actually very few people know, and actually mostly people I met anonymously on Reddit, so yeah. But what I've never told another living soul is that I'm scared shitless of telling my female friends or have them find out. Not my male friends, because I don't know. I think dudes are usually cool with it. I imagine my male friends, they would get that dreamy expression on their faces, like, you know, there's a hot threesome fantasy going on in that mind right now. So this is not what worries me. It's the girls, because it's not like I have a crush on one of my female friends, but they could think I have a crush. And then things would get awkward. And yeah, my female friends are like, some of them are like sisters to me. And I don't want to ruin that sisterhood, like, if that makes sense. Yeah, it's like really that worry of making a friendship awkward. I know I should trust my friends to be accepting, or I shouldn't care so much what others think and just say, hey, that's how I am. Well, until now, I just didn't have the guts to do so, and yeah, I'm not proud of that. And also, by being so secretive in real life about it, I don't really get to living that side out. And yeah, that's kind of a shame. Shit. Oh my god, the next one is... it's not gonna be better. Okay, question number 3. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or to put it in another way, which would you least want people to actually know you, who actually know you in real life, to know about? fuck. I don't even know where to start. Well, I'm very much a secretly kinky person in real life. So I would say generally everything that has to do with being very submissive, like humiliation or objectification or pain to a certain degree. I wouldn't want people I know in real life to know about this, because I think they wouldn't understand it and maybe draw conclusions about my whole personality. Like, I was a weak person, or I was unwilling to make decisions, or like the worst, I would want to be inferior as a woman, which is all totally wrong, but yeah, that is my concern, that people might think those things. To be honest, that's why it's so great to be here, because I get to see other people who seem to feel the same, and I get that cozy feeling, so, oh, I'm not a freak. And that is really nice. Okay, I have some more wine now. Okay, because there's one more thing I would want to blurt out, and that is one precise kink I feel really embarrassed about. Or maybe, I don't know if I can say this. Shit. Okay. Guns and uniforms. Like, I see a tall guy in a uniform with a loaded gun at his belt, and shit, I get turned on every fucking time, like, no matter where I am or what I do. I guess it's a power thing, like, related to the submissiveness, but yeah. I would lie to say I totally understand what's going on with me in those moments. And I do feel embarrassed about it, because it's so cliche. Like, it would be so much cooler to get turned on by some offbeat, geeky stuff. But no, it's guns and uniforms. Okay, next one. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now, imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again. Oh my god, this is horrible. But you get to keep just one, only one. Which would you keep? Oh my god, this is such a difficult question. It's even cruel. Like, how did you come up with this question? Like, oh my god. Okay, I will try. Which one would I keep? Good girl is definitely high up on the list. What else? Come for me. Said in a begging tone, like, please come for me. As well as in a dominant tone. Or you won't go anywhere until I'm done with you. Or even better, you won't go anywhere until we are done with you. Or I go for, baby, I'm going to hurt you so good. But I think the one I would keep, although it's so difficult, I would say is, kneel in front of me. Oh my god, that was hard. Okay, next question, number 5. If you got a private message saying, hey, real name, I recognize your voice, I know this is you, how do you think you would feel or react, assuming the message was coming from a standard friend? Oh my god. I would feel massively awkward. Honestly, this would totally freak me out. And I wish I could say I'd be proudly telling that friend, yeah, that's me, I'm doing audio porn, you like? But nah. You've heard question 2 and 3 and you know. I would just hope a gap in the earth would open up and swallow me. So, yeah. Yeah, really. That's horrible to imagine. Next question. To be honest, I feel a little drunk and I'm afraid it's showing on my pronunciation, so sorry about about the bad pronunciation and yeah, whatever. Question number 6. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? Thinking of guns. Thinking of guns. I have to stop thinking of guns. Okay. Focus. Well, usually that doesn't happen. Like, it really doesn't happen. I hate to be the center of attention. It makes me nervous. But let me think. If I would really want some attention, I would probably just dress to kill. Meaning not necessarily showing much skin. I don't think that's bad, it's just not my style. Probably black skinny jeans, high heels, some top that's closed up front but back free, and maybe some dramatic lipstick, because I usually don't wear so much lipstick, and that would be something unusual, and I figure unusual is good for getting attention. So yeah, I don't know. Next question. What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? That's an easy one. Like, my friends would say empathy. I've heard that from a few friends, so yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they would say. Number 8, when flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? Me, flirting. Well, okay. I answered this question. So this would be being funny and smart and, yeah, friendly. Just be nice, respectful, show appreciation. That goes a long way. For online conversations, and specifically, I would say be interested in me as a person. Like, not be nice for 2 days and then ask for nude pics. Like, duh. Yeah. And in real life, the ability to cook and eat pussy skillfully. Okay, number 9. This question is for women. What's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? Stranger things. Well, when I was a teenager, okay, I admit I was by far not as experimental as some others here. And yeah, I'm sorry, I don't really have a funny story to share here. Let me think of something. Do you know what a moon cup is? I guess that's not a strange thing because it is supposed to go all the way up your vagina, but when I first tried it, it felt kind of strange. So yeah. The strangest thing someone else suggested I put into my pussy is... Oh my god, I can't really say this. It's so absurd. It's a piece of garlic. How did that happen? So this was actually a gynecologist who I was seeing and who was really into alternative medicine. And she told me this is supposed to be antiseptic and keep my pussy healthy or whatever. I don't really remember. I think I was just nodding politely while thinking, hell no, I'm not gonna do this. Oh my god, imagine the taste, like, well. Oh god, but so I didn't do this. Well, and 10, final question. Name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. I don't know. I'm still rather new here and I don't know so many people. That's why I feel kind of shy to name anyone in particular, because I don't want to make you feel awkward. And so I just say, if there's someone out there like me who's been lurking on all those wonderful questionnaire fields but feeling unsure if you should participate or not, I dare you to take a heart and do it. Okay, so that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed this rambling, and yeah, let me know your thoughts and have a nice day. Bye bye.